Greetings from Japan. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Angela.
And you're listening to the fourth edition of the Diplomat's Tokyo Bureau podcast. We've talked a bit in the past about how Japan, under Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, has been generating a lot of bad publicity. Everything from the Taiji dolphin slaughter to the denial of comfort women to, more recently, claiming that the United States fabricated Japanese war crimes. It's all pointing to an increasingly nationalistic and right-wing country. I think a whole lot of this negativity and regional anger is directed at Prime Minister Abe himself. And there's a new survey from South Korea that basically lays out just how hated Mr. Abe has become. So according to the Asan Institute, and it's a think tank based in Seoul, Abe was given a favorability rating of 1 on a 10-point scale. But here's the kicker. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un received the exact same ranking. So basically, South Korea hates the Japanese prime minister just as much as the guy who is so ruthless that he executed his own uncle, and who's, more recently now, he's more concerned with building a ski resort than feeding his starving citizens. So I think this just kind of puts how low Abe has sunk from an international point of view, international relations point of view. It's just, it really puts his failure to play nice with his neighbors into perspective.
Yes, I agree, and it's a bit strange that Abe has done many things to anger South Korea and China, but the fact that he's being seen as someone who's done far worse things is quite amazing. But another thing that I found interesting about this survey was that half of the South Korean public that they interviewed said that they supported the idea of a South Korea-Japan summit. And also nearly 60% of respondents wanted President Park Geun-hye to take an active role in improving ties. That just shows that although the South Korean public is angry with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, there still are quite a few people who want to see improved ties between the countries. So for those who want to see Japan and its neighbors get along, that might be a sign of hope. Mm-hmm.
And I also think it's worth adding that yesterday, the former Japanese Prime Minister Tomichi Murayama, he released a statement after meeting with three actual South Korean comfort women. And he was in Seoul, and he said, and I quote, "Indescribable wrongdoings were committed in which these women's dignity was forfeited. Japan must solve it." So, even though the current Abe regime is just awful at handling the comfort women spat, it's really nice to see that this guy, and he's 89 years old, by the way, it's really great to see that someone with a bit of clout is trying to strengthen Japan-Korea ties. So I've got nothing but respect for him.
Yeah, so that's definitely a good sign, and hopefully maybe in the future Japan's ties with its neighbors will improve. Moving on from politics, I want to talk about something I read that's a business topic. So electronics manufacturer Hitachi recently unveiled a high-tech ID badge that not only tracks an employer's exact location within the office, but it also records details of where and how long employees chat while working, and how energetic the conversations are among staff members. And the device will even follow you to the toilet and record how long you spend time inside. So the company claims that the device is developed in order to increase productivity within companies, and perhaps it could be used to study how people work and maybe find a solution to solve maybe some of the problems that really decrease productivity within companies. But on the other hand, it might seem as incredibly invasive to people who don't want that sort of device hooked up to them. So what do you think about this, Jeff?
I think that George Orwell must be rolling around in his grave. Another story about you know, personal privacy invasions, as if the NSA wasn't enough. You know, I don't think that this is necessarily going to increase productivity. I think it might even have an adverse effect because, you know, people who are going to be in fear of their employer, it's kind of negative reinforcement, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think that people work better mm-hmm. when they're happy. This just, it seems really, unless an employee is, you know, consistently late or turning in subpar work, if they're putting up red flags as far as their own personal productivity, mm-hmm. then I could understand this as a punishment. Mm-hmm. But as a kind of a blanket policy mm-hmm. for all of the staff, it just seems a bit too much.
Mm, yeah, that's true, man. Maybe Japanese companies or maybe researchers should look at other ways to improve productivity. Maybe longer vacations or shorter work hours. Maybe there's another solution rather than using such a device to study people in this way.
All right, so for our last topic, I want to talk about something that, quite frankly, drives me crazy as a foreigner who's living here in Japan. Or not even being a foreigner, I think anyone living in Japan might be able to share this sentiment.
Oh, really? What is that?
AKB48.
I think foreigner or Japanese, there are people who... That band does have a lot of controversy.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners who might not know who AKB48 is, they're basically a J-pop supergroup. And first of all, they've got a lot more than 48 members. So they're named after the Akihabara district in Tokyo, which is where the otaku hang out. Basically, they're the anime, manga, and video game nerds. This group seems to always be dressed up in some kind of skimpy schoolgirl uniform.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people, especially some feminists, dislike the group and also the way that's marketed.
I guess as a fan of rock music and, I don't know, underground stuff, it's hard for me to talk about music in Japan because no one knows any of the bands that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But I guess you could say that AKB48 basically represents everything that I hate about the music industry. They exist just for making money for their record label, and they don't have any individual input as far as creativity is concerned. They might as well be robots, you know? They've spawned a lot of other ridiculously huge idol groups that follow the same three-letter 48 formula.
Yeah, for example, Indonesia has their own version of AKB48.
Mm-hmm. And there's other parts of Japan that have mm-hmm. the same type of groups. It's just so unimaginative. And I don't like manufactured pop music, and there's no form of... I'm reluctant to call what AKB48 produces music, but there's nothing out there that could possibly be more manufactured than them.
Well, I do think that one reason why I'm not a big fan of the group is because I feel like they're sort of seen as a product rather than a musician, and I think it's quite sad because, I mean, these are normal girls and they shouldn't be treated in that way, and also... they appear in magazines dressed very provocatively, but they have rules within the group such as they're not allowed to date because they want to give their fans the impression that they're available.
Well, I guess the reason I'm bringing up AKB48 in the first place, since they're a group that I really have nothing nice to say about, it's because I was really excited earlier this week. I read an announcement mm-hmm. about an upcoming AKB48 video game. Mm-hmm. So from April, some of Japan's really popular game centers are going to feature a shooting game where you can shoot the AKB48 girls.
No. So, that's violent.
Well, in the game, the AKB48 girls are zombies. And it's not really a gun, but some type of vaccination weapon. And when you shoot them, it restores them back to their normal non-zombie selves. So, needless to say, in that case, I think I'd rather just let them be zombies.
When April comes around, the game centers are going to have, and if you've lived in Japan, if you know about this group, there's going to be an extremely long line. There's going to be dozens of television stations covering it. And for someone who's half Japanese and who has lived in Japan most of her life, I still haven't figured out Japan's fascination with these idol groups.
We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Be sure to check The Diplomat next week for more news and analysis from Japan.
Have a great evening or day wherever you are. Thank you.